Continuing coverage of Norwalk High School basketball on KNIA 3 The Stream. We're joined now by Norwalk girls head coach Joe Sigrist. Your team tonight wraps up the regular season with a 62-46 win over Oskaloosa, wrapping up a share of the Little Hawkeye Conference Championship. Dallas Center Grimes, of course, won as well. How good does it feel to be, not outright, but you got a piece of that pie as Little Hawkeye Conference champs?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, we're celebrating our six seniors all night. And what I told them in the locker room afterwards is, we just had the best regular season since they were born. And I think 2007 was the last 20-win season. And they've just done everything we've asked of them. They've got grit. They've got fire. They hit big shots when we need them. And just super proud of, six senior class is a big senior class, and they all have different roles, but I'm just super proud of each and every one of them.
Let's talk a little bit about the game tonight. Braylon Clark gets the start, and that was a pretty cool moment early in the game. Oskaloosa, Norwalk, you trade buckets early, uncontested layups, and Braylon Clark, her first action of the season, gets in for 20 seconds and is able to score.
Yeah, I got emotional when she came out, for senior night, and told her I love seeing her in that uniform again because, she's been out for the year with two hip labrum surgeries. But she's almost back. She's going to be back full strength for soccer, I think, very soon. But that was – it meant a lot to us. So I thank their coaching staff and for allowing us to do that, trade buckets, and, gets her in the scorebook, lets her play on senior night. Before she's cleared for activities, and it was a special night for her and a special night for the six of them.
And a little bit of a slow start, kind of like at Oskaloosa. Offensively, they play a really tough zone. They really get after it. You're only up 27-17 at the half. Kind of went to work, though, in the third quarter, started turning defense into offense and knocking down some threes as well.
Yeah, we turned up the pressure. A lot of credit to Hannah Overholzer. She was really denying the basketball well in the full court. Got us some easy baskets and kick-out threes. Bailey and Braylon got going from behind the arc, and whenever we can get inside-out threes, we're in really good shape. So I like that we turned up the pressure. And, like you said, that zone's tough when you have 6'4 inside, affecting shots. That affects a lot of our inside game. So we have to get to a good spot. We made some adjustments at halftime, get to the elbow spot, get to that volleyball line, and then kick out to open shooters. And I thought we did a good job of making those adjustments at halftime.
So you end up winning the game 62-46. You finish the regular season. Actually, I want to talk about Bailey. 6 3-pointers tonight, all of her 18 points of all these seniors. Is she over 1,600 yet or getting close?
I think she might have tonight with 18. Yeah, I think she went over 1,600 points tonight. So, I can't say enough about Bailey Birmingham. We put it on social media today, but she's been the heartbeat of this program for 4 years. Anybody who scores 1,600 points, but it's not just about the points. It's about her daily leadership. She's the first one in the gym. She's the last one to leave. She, gets more shots up than anybody. Maybe her sister matches her, but so that's awesome to have another 3 years. But I'm just so proud of Bailey. She's going to go do big things in college, but like I told her today, she thanked us for everything because she's just an awesome kid. But I said, I love coaching number 20, and I want to do it 6 more times. And I just get goosebumps thinking about it. We want to, take care of regional play here at the NPEC. We want everybody in the community to rally behind us and be out here next Saturday and hopefully the following Tuesday, the 25th. We want to hang up that blue banner for state tournament and then get 3 more wins down at the well.
Of course, Braylon had 30 points tonight to go along with the 18 for Bailey. The Birmingham sisters getting it done. You finish the regular season 20-1. You tie for that Little Hawkeye Conference title. So you kind of just shift gears now, and you can look back at the regular season. Just a thought or two on this regular season.
We met almost every single one of our goals when we had a preseason team dinner at my house. And our goals weren't an undefeated regular season or anything. It was get a little Hawkeye Conference Championship, host a regional, you know, be in the top eight, and we've done that. And then from there, just go out and, you know, put ourselves in a spot to win a state championship. And so this regular season, 20-1, allowed us to meet our ultimate goals, which is a state championship. So super proud of them. We're going to, look back and reflect on it and marvel at how great a regular season it was, but we're not done yet.
And, of course, this six-player senior class, it ranges from somebody like Bailey, who played 4 years of varsity, to somebody like Grace Linder, who just moved into the district this year. What kind of characteristics best describe this group as a whole?
Selfless. You know, they've done everything in their power to make us better, each and every one of them. Their roles are totally different. You know, you've got one senior that's played here 1 year. Bailey and a couple others have played here four, but they just want to win. They want to do anything that they can to help this team win and advance, and I'm just so proud of each and every one of them.
Continuing our post-game conversation with Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist. Regular season in the books a couple days ago. It was Christmas Day for you. The regional pairings come out, and you're able to see who you'll be playing. You knew you'd be having two games at home if you win the first one. So you got Des Moines Hoover or Bondurant Farrar in that semifinal next Saturday. Just your thoughts on the region overall.
Yeah, we were pretty happy with it. You know, a rival sits at the end with that. I mean, we've already played Bondurant this year. We handled them pretty well. So, you know, we're not going to take them lightly. But and then Pella, Oskaloosa, two familiar opponents on the other side, most likely. And so the familiarity adds some comfort, but, you know, they're also rivals, being both in the Little Hawkeye Conference. So, you know, we got to prepare for each opponent, like, you know, because it's winner go home time. And but I like the region. I love that we're hosting here in the NPEC for both games. And we're ready. We're ready to go.
That's Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist. I think the best is yet to come for this team. Hopefully five more now. He said six more will be going into the night. Hopefully five more games. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy this win.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Thanks for covering us all year.